For a long time, one of the biggest problems that orthodontists faced during comprehensive orthodontic treatment has been the occurrence of white spot lesions and demineralization around orthodontic brackets. To help counteract these problems, fluoride has been introduced into sealants and bonding agents in an attempt to provide a continued release of fluoride to the enamel. How effective are these sealants and bonding agents? In a study titled In Vivo Effectiveness of Enamel Sealants Around Orthodontic Brackets by Till Edward Bechtold et al., which appeared in the Journal of Orofacial Orthopedics, the authors addressed this question. Their goal was to evaluate two fluoride-releasing enamel sealants in vivo to assess their capability to prevent demineralization during multi-bracted treatment. To do this, they selected 40 patients who were about to initiate multi-bracket comprehensive orthodontic treatment. The patients were randomly divided into four groups, with alternating quadrants for each patient bonded with Protecto, which is a self-curing silicone material intended for sealing a tooth surface exclusively, and LightBond, which is a light curing system with a high filler content that has been demonstrated to provide sufficient adhesive strength for bracket bonding and is appropriate, therefore, for both bonding of brackets and sealing the enamel around them. These are two of the more widely used sealants in Germany, where this study was performed. The authors then used laser fluorescence to evaluate the severity of any demineralization on the enamel surfaces around the brackets. Measurements were taken on the day of bracket bonding, and after 6 months, and differences between the four groups were statistically analyzed. The authors also assessed the plaque index around each tooth. When they evaluated the differences between the four groups at 6 months after the initiation of treatment, what do you think they found? The bottom line is that neither of the two smooth surface sealants protected enamel around brackets from incipient carious lesions. Although other studies have shown effectiveness of enamel sealants, most of them were in vitro laboratory studies. I believe the current study has the advantage of being a randomized in vivo study, which strengthens its conclusions. And although measurements were made after 6 months, based on these results, there would be no reason to think that results would be different if measured greater than 6 months. The bottom line to me seems to be that the most effective way to minimize white spot and carious lesions is to have patients practice excellent oral hygiene. Using photographs depicting severe carious lesions of patients with poor oral hygiene, and having an effective communication system to notify parents as soon as poor oral hygiene becomes evident during treatment of their children are probably still the most effective ways to support good oral hygiene. The bottom line of this study is that we are still waiting for science to deliver the silver bullet to prevent carious lesions around orthodontic brackets. You can find this study in the Journal of Orofacial Orthopedics.